Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Mm-hmm. Our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day about Pete Rose and whether you'd put him in the Baseball Hall of Fame posthumously. 74% say yes.
Yeah, the public would definitely be okay with it. There wouldn't be outrage.
No.
But it's a slap in the face. I actually think it's disrespectful to do it once he dies. Just let it go.
I'm going to be very upset when I make my pilgrimage to Cooperstown and I don't see the Pete Rose bust.
Yeah.
I'll be very upset.
That next time you go to Cooperstown?
Yeah.
Cakes, did you watch pitch of the baseball playoffs yesterday?
No, I did not.
I don't know.
Are you surprised by that? I mean, Bickle didn't.
Well, just you might accidentally, like if you're just putting going through the channels.
Nope.
I put the end of the game on when Valdez told me it was bottom of the ninth.
Right.
By the time I got it figured out, it was the end of the game.
I actually watched more of the VP debate
than
I watched of baseball.
How much of that did you watch? 2 minutes?
A minute and a half. I said, I can't watch these dolts go back and forth with each other. I have better things to do. Mm-hmm. So then I just
needed to be entertained.
I needed to be entertained.
Speaking of which, time for the entertainment page.
That's right. It's brought to you by, driven to you by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, Cakes, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. You can also hit up Miriam. She's in charge when Mike's not there. I have a confession to make.
All right. You're in the confessional?
I think I have to see if I can swap out my X5 because I got my fourth blown tire.
Oh, man. Wow.
Those low profile tires, they're incompatible with me. I hit a curb very ever so slightly.
Blew
up in Cornell. I was picking up one of Meg's teammates, and I didn't know which house it was.
Yeah.
Kind of looking, and I pulled over because there's cars. It's a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And I ever so slightly hit the thing, and I went, ooh. That didn't sound great, but I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it exploded. It
You love low-profile tires. I've never really understood. I might have to look it up. I don't even understand what it is.
Do you know what low means? Low profile. I mean,
all right. He's been talking about that since the days of his Fentley.
You can tell.
By the way, one of our listeners sent an old video of EB's Pimp My Ride when he went to the hookup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was great. I posted it at Junks Radio.
Yeah, awesome.
I think it was our guy Scott.
Awesome. I love that. That one also blew a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. No, I need grandma tires. I need the biggest.
Sounds like it might also be operator error. There might be a little bit.
Well, he can't drive. He's hitting curbs.
I mean, I did hit the curb a little bit, but it's like you're in a college town. There's cars going everywhere. It's one-way street. I got to slide over, so I hit the curb ever so lightly.
He's underselling how hard he hit the curb.
I mean, maybe I hit it at 5 miles an hour.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm surprised it went if you barely hit it.
Dude, it just popped. This is my fourth one. I had just got it replaced last week. The other one. I don't even know how that works. I'm sure Mike can.
Aren't they covering it though?
Yes, they cover it every time.
Oh, okay, well then
what are we going to say? They're laughing.
I thought you were the world's greatest salesman.
I am.
What's going on here?
I'm just being honest. I can't do low profile tires. Other people can. I can't. I'm not good enough.
Can't you keep the same car and they just switch the tires?
I think it would be expensive. I mean, I'd love to. The car's awesome. I'd love to.
Can't you have regular tires with that car?
I don't know. They're the biggest low-profile tires in the country. In fact, when I was coming back from New York, the second time I did it out of four, that one I just hit a pothole. They didn't even have those tires in stock.
Uh-huh.
Because I was in Pennsylvania. I almost bought four Cadillac tires to just put on it.
Right.
Just anything to get home.
Sure.
Yeah, so go to BMW and say, give me that silly car with the Cadillac tires.
Listen. This is not a shot at BMW. It's me. I can't handle them. I'm not a good enough driver. I need that. I need the.
That is true. Definitely
you're,
not a good
you're
enough
the problem.
Driver.
It's you. It's me. It's not Taylor them. Swift line.
Personally, I don't like low profile tires. If you like them, knock yourself out. I like regular tires.
I've got
big fat tires, like the one around Valdez's waist. That's what I like.
Shrapnel.
He starts joining on me. And I start
sure, you got to fire back.
I can't wait. I can't wait to call you during a fourth quarter drive of Jaden Daniels.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Anyway, I've never broken a lease before, but I think I have to break my lease.
Okay.
I don't know how that
talk
works.
Talk to your man, Mike Walker.
I got to talk to Mike.
I'm sure he'll work with you.
I hate to bother him with my nonsense.
You hate to bother him. You bothered Valdez during the Orioles game yesterday.
I didn't know.
It's actually partly my fault for picking up the call.
Yeah, I can't believe you did that.
I told you.
Did you think it was? You must have thought it was like an emergency.
It was part of that, but mostly I needed a mojo change.
An EB emergency.
Yeah, I needed a shift in vibe.
To be honest with you, he was in a fine mood. He knew what was happening.
Right.
I mean, he was fine. Right.
Yeah. I did rush you off the phone.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't want to keep you. To be honest with you. All right, bunch going on. So you know what? John Amos died. You know,
terrible,
him, right?
Terrible news.
You know him from.
I mean, I watched good times. Every good episode times. Of Good Times as a kid.
Coming
every
to America.
Episode.
Coming to America.
Guess
what else
he was in
Roots.
Yeah.
What else was he in?
His
he was
big also, break was in the Mary was in? Tyler Moore Show.
He was also in. He was good in
Mary
it too.
Tyler Moore. He was in that.
Yes.
Wow.
He was good in Die Hard 2. He was also in that.
Hold on.
Where he played one of the mercenaries that was on the take.
I'd have to go back and look at that. I don't
he was
remember.
Good in that.
Yeah.
Good flick.
Very recognizable.
But here's another. So recognizable. Here's another under-
Did he play in the NFL?
I think he might
or
have
maybe
had
just
a couple,
college football.
He may have had a cup of coffee with the Bears.
Yeah.
Is kind of
is that
jumping
right?
out of me. I'll double
He's
check.
Definitely
it.
In a football
He's 84
fan.
Years old.
He was definitely a football player at some point. Let me look it up.
But there's an underreported death, celebrity death, and I'm telling you, I think probably Drabby and Valdez know who he is. I doubt you donks do. Frank Fritz, the guy from American Pickers. Did you ever watch that show on?
Never. I've heard of it. Never.
I think
never
it was.
Watched.
Is it on the History Channel? Yeah. That's a show that I almost never watch, but when I would see it, I would binge it, and I would watch like mm-hmm. seven episodes because I would just get psyched. These guys would go to some dude's old freaking barn and find like a Coca-Cola sign is worth $10,000 mm-hmm. or something, or find like an old bicycle, and I don't know. I got psyched just watching these guys just pick out garbage from people's...
Find valuable junk.
Yeah, from people's junk. Did you ever sit...
Did they do the poop test with it?
It all looked
Probably
like poop.
Not.
Everything in there looked like poop. And they would pull out these hidden... Did you ever sit there and just watch that show?
I've seen it a handful of times. I didn't really
couldn't
binge
get in,
it. I couldn't
get
really get
in.
Into it.
I always got a little psyched.
Yeah.
He had a stroke like 2 years ago.
I know.
And then he finally... Passed
Finally
away.
Donked off.
How old was he?
58. Mm. He and his co-star, they were buddies. They had a falling out, but I guess in the last year or so, they somehow they reconciled.
Mm.
So all the American Pickers folks were tweeting, you know, about it and everything. So R.I.P. Frank Fritz.
So here's the background on John Amos. He played college football at Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
He played on the team. He was not drafted. He signed a free agent contract with the Broncos. But he had he tore a hamstring. I guess in training camp,
right?
So he never made the team.
Okay,
but he had a cup of coffee in the NFL, and then he went and played in the United Football League.
Okay,
so yeah, he was a football player. Big, he was big.
He's
big dude.
Probably the from watching TV in like the 70s into the 80s most intimidating TV dad that I can remember. Like on Good Times, like mm-hmm. he took no S from anybody.
Right.
He was a badass.
He said he was fired from the Good Times cast mm-hmm. because he would argue with the writers
okay.
who were all white.
Right.
Because they were portraying the black family mm-hmm. in a certain way and
sure.
he wanted to correct them.
Right.
And he couldn't get along with all the white writers, so they mm-hmm. fired him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I remember
they killed him off. They killed him off in the show. From what
they
I remember,
they killed him off. I thought they like moved him to Alaska
no,
or something
no, I,
like that.
I think he died, and I think he died in the show.
Did he?
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I could be wrong.
I think maybe ultimately did, but I feel like they talked about him going for like a job somewhere.
That could be right.
Cakes, somebody that's not large, he's actually getting skinnier, and people are freaking out. The Biebs.
Justin Bieber. Wasting away?
He's wasting away. He's made a few appearances now over the last week or so since all of these crazy Diddy allegations have come about. And people are just speculating that it's taken its toll on Biebs because they're wondering, is Biebs in one of the videos? Most people think Biebs was a victim and all this stuff, but who knows? Clearly, do you ever see the video of Diddy a couple years ago running into Bieber somewhere on the street, and he pats him down to see if he's wearing a wire?
No.
And then he whispers something in his ear, and Biebs just kind of uncomfortably leaves.
Okay.
Something's going on. Yeah. Something's crazy. There's a lawyer who, I think it was Tony Busby who had it on the show. Mm-hmm. Was he representing the victim of our kicker? I think he
Brandon
might have
McManus
been.
Yeah. Is the two flight attendants.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
He now says he's got 120 clients that he'll be representing that claim Diddy sexually assaulted them or abused them or whatever at the parties. Right. And the major names, he said, are going to come out. They're going to name names.
Wow.
And people are freaking out.
Can't wait to hear them.
I can't wait to hear
them. Do you think Diddy will be dead within 2 years?
I have no idea.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I have no idea.
He just mysteriously winds up dead in his prison cell.
Are they going to Epstein him?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people think so.
Yeah.
A lot of people think so. I don't know enough. Okay. This is unbelievable. I remember when this was announced. I remember Portnoy from Barstool thought it was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not. The Hawk Tua Girl, her podcast is currently number 3 on Spotify behind Rogan and Tucker Carlson.
It's unreal.
Tua Girl.
Again, Jason.
Haley Welch.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
We need to strap into our
about
rocket
Hawk
ship.
Who's bigger now? Haley Welch or Bobby Althoff?
Who's Bobby Althoff?
But I guess
what is good for the hole is not always good for the soul.
I guess Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua Girl, bigger.
I don't know. She might be right now. I mean,
who's Bobby Althoff?
Remember, she's the girl that did the awkward interviews with Drake and all the rappers and everything.
Yeah.
She got divorced, and she's still like putting out content.
Here's a bulletin. You don't care about her one scintilla.
No, I didn't know.
But she was like a pop culture sort of.
No,
icon.
I remember you talking about it. I just don't know the name.
And now Haley Welch is taking over.
How does that make you feel?
Good for her.
As a broadcaster.
When I see Hawk Tua Girl signs a $100 million podcast deal, I'm going to want to jerk the wheel into traffic.
Yeah. There aren't many things that upset me, but when I see just losers sign massive podcast deals, it does tilt me.
She could be talented.
I see what you're doing with their bodies. You're trying to tweak everybody.
Bobby does have a talent. And then last but not least.
Yeah, how does she parlay? Hooking dudes into a.
She's got a management team. She's selling all kinds of merch. I mean, she's got a full-blown career.
I mean, that combined with the Boom or Doom guys being huge on TikTok.
AJ and Big Justice.
What are the Boom or Doom?
We need to rehash. The Costco guys.
Oh.
The Boom or Doom.
Boom!
Yeah, we don't need to revisit it.
Valdez loves that.
I like see the Costco buys of the week or whatever. Not necessarily from those guys.
Right.
I follow a lot of like chicks that put
Costco guys. Of course, we have a chicken bake while we're shopping.
Hey, did you hear the remix to their song? They did a remix.
No, I saw the Rizzler made some sort of remix. I didn't listen to it.
They came out of the tunnel with FAU. They were on the 50-yard line.
They got crickets when they tried to do the world's largest boom.
Boom!
I'm sad that I know that. That happened over the weekend.
Cakes, I think you're right. James died in an automobile accident on Good Times.
See, that's good, because remember, the mom, Florida Evans, she got the letter, and it said, your husband's dead. She goes, damn, damn, damn!
Yes.
It's an infamous scene from Good Times. Nothing? Nobody ever.
Don't remember that one.
I remember that.
People are
I mean, I watched Good Times when I was probably 13.
Stuff like sticks in your brain.
No,
like,
sticks in my brain.
Sticks in my brain. There's a lot of residue in my brain.
Can't help it.
Last but not least, Kristen Cavallari has broken up with her, what is she, about 35? She's 37. She broke up with her 24-year-old boyfriend, who she once said gave her the best sex of her life.
Jay Cutler said, I don't care. And I'm just going to drag on a Marlboro Light.
He was like a TikTok star,
he's
too,
a TikTok
right?
TikTok guy, yeah, too. But I guess the age difference was just too much to overcome.
Did she say that, thinking it was going to upset Jay Cutler? Jay Cutler doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He gives zero Fs.
I guarantee
some
you.
TikToker is slamming his ex.
Yeah, I guarantee you he's slamming somebody way better than her.
he probably is, yes.
100%.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That story was the least,
okay,
in my opinion. But you saved it for last.
I had a couple others. I mean, we could have talked about the fact that they now have, I guess, California rolls at Costco. I guess they're upset about that.
Boom!
Who's upset about that?
It says, Costco shocks fans with new food court menu addition.
Oh. It's an addition. What's wrong with the adding?
I don't know. Why would people be upset about that?
It's a weird thing to have beside.
Is it too filthy because you have hot dogs?
Well, I mean, you got hot dogs, you got chicken bakes, you got gigantic pizza slices.
All much better than California rolls.
God, please get my rocket ship ready.
Can you do the dance?
I can't live here anymore.
How much are these guys worth? I know we looked it up before.
I don't know what they're worth. I'm sure they're worth millions.
Takes, do you know the AJ Big Justice dance that they do to the song?
Thankfully, I don't.
They go like this.
Okay, they're flexing.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's
what we do. Think about this.
I love these guys.
They're Costco guys.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. I entertained you, Cakes. There you go.
You did. All done. Yes.
All done.
I was entertained. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we will entertain the Davante Adams discussion. Should the Commanders make a play for Davante Adams, who apparently is on the trade block? Craig Carton said the Jets have already made an offer. 800-636-1067. You can chime in. Do you want the Commanders to make a play for Davante?